picture series which brought to light to millions and reflected the common joys and tribulations of the average American family. And now here they are, the same great stars and the parts they created on Mickey Rooney and Fay Holden, the Hardy Family. Since the first time he fell in love with his kindergarten teacher at the age of five, the Hardys have known their son Andy was destined for one thing, marriage.
Do you think you can handle about 50 guests here tomorrow night, Mom?
50 guests?
Yes.
50. My goodness, are we having a party?
Well, sort of a wedding reception.
Well, that's wonderful, dear.
Andrew, did I hear right? A wedding reception?
Yeah. A wedding reception. Oh, Andy. Oh, my poor baby. Oh, how awful.
Mom, you don't understand. This wedding reception isn't for me.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, James, he's saved.
My gosh, Mom. You scare me when you have thoughts like that.
Well, Andrew, if you're not taking the fatal plunge, what's this all about?
Well, you see, Horace Hayes is getting married tomorrow.
Horace Hayes?
Yes,
oh,
Horace.
Isn't that sad. Oh, I'll have to run right over and console his mother. Poor woman must be suffering terribly.
Mom, look, Horace is getting married, not buried.
Well, somehow it's all the same to your mother, son.
Mom, look, did you go all to pieces like this when you married Dad? Tell me.
Oh, of course not, dear. Well, I was the happiest woman in the world when I married your father.
Well, that's hard to imagine.
Well, you see, Andrew, not all women are as fortunate in their choice of husbands as your mother.
Well, James Hardy, I was happy because you promised we'd go to Europe on our honeymoon.
No, I didn't say Europe, Emily. I said Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I didn't know you went to Paris on your honeymoon,
Oh,
folks.
Yes, we did, dear. Paris, Kentucky.
Holy cats, that's the trouble with getting married. Everybody expects so much, they dream. Such beautiful dreams. It always turns out so tragic.
Tragic?
Yes.
Well, Andrew, in case you've never noticed, your mother and I have been quite delighted with the institution of marriage for quite some time.
Well, look, it's different with you. You had each other.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a unique arrangement, isn't it?
And of course you had me.
Yes, dear. And you know, even that didn't break up our marriage. Oh, I could not. I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean that.
Sure. You folks made the grade, yeah. But listen, think of poor old Horace and poor old Alice Hansen.
Oh, is Alice getting married to you, dear?
Certainly. She's marrying Horace, and Horace is marrying Alice.
Well, isn't that nice? A double wedding.
Yeah, it's a real epidemic.
Well, Andrew, I still ask, why is the wedding reception being held in our house?
Well, you see, Horace has an off.
Well, Andrew, the bride's parents usually give the reception. Has Alice bought all the necessary refreshments and things?
The refreshments?
Yeah.
I promised we'd furnish those, too.
Well, it looks to me like the only thing her folks are giving away is Alice.
Dad.
Yes?
Well, you see, Horace is out of work. He can't afford a fancy wedding, so they'd like to have you marry them in your court.
Oh, I see. Well, certainly, I'd be very glad to, son. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dad. That's wonderful. That takes a load off. I'll be there early. Oh, by the by, Dad, what's the tax for hooking up a couple of gone ickies?
Hooking up a couple of gone ickies.
Yeah, you know, splicing squares.
You wouldn't mean by any chance what do I charge for performing a marriage ceremony?
That's what I said.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, I have no fixed fee for splicing gone gooies.
Ickies.
Oh, pardon me. Yes. Ickies. But however, the best man usually drops an envelope on the clerk's desk after the ceremony with some nominal amount in it.
The best man. That's me. Tell me, would a buck be nominal?
Yeah, that'd be very nominal.
Good. Dad. What's a good word?
Hi, Andy. I want you to know you have my deepest sympathy.
Sympathy for what? Who's dead?
You.
Me? Me dead? What are you talking about?
Aren't you going to be Horace Hayes' best man at the wedding tomorrow?
Why, you said an absolute truth.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Look, vacuum head. I'm only going to be the best man for Horace, see?
And Polly Benedict is going to be the maid of honor?
That's right. So what?
Do you realize you're next in line for the slaughter?
That's crazy, me next in line for the slaughter. Polly's not going to trap me, boy.
Listen, Andy, look, as an old friend, let me warn you what's going to happen. After the wedding, the bride always throws her bouquet to the other girls, doesn't she?
Yeah, I guess so. That's the way it is in movies, at least.
Okay, and the girl who catches the bouquet is supposed to be the next one to get married, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You get it?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Polly will be the only girl at the wedding.
You have my...
Shut up, will you please? Cut it out! Please, be quiet.
This is just a rehearsal to get you broken in for the real thing.
Oh, listen, kid. I'm cagey. No one girl is going to pin me down. No, sirree.
You mean you're going to be a bigamist?
No girl can run fast enough to catch me.
They don't get you when you're running. They usually strike when you're sitting down.
Nobody's going to trap me.
Oh, hello, Andy.
I'm warning you. Keep your distance from me.
Oh.
Keep a distance, dear.
Oh, Andy, you don't know how I've been waiting to see you tonight.
Is that right, Miss Benedict?
Miss Benedict? My, how formal. Come on in.
Couldn't we stand outside here?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Going indoors gives you that cooped-up, trapped feeling.
Oh, Andy, it's chilly out here. Come on in.
Yeah, well, for a minute. Would you leave the door open?
What on earth for?
I may want to leave fast.
You're acting awfully peculiar, Andy. I just want to talk to you.
Talk? Well, all right, I'll talk to you. Yes.
You know, Andy, about the wedding tomorrow...
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I've been thinking...
Let me out of here!
Andy, what's the matter with you?
I told you leave that door open. Good night, please.
Oh, come back here. You act like you're actually afraid of something.
I don't want you to start getting any ideas just because of this wedding tomorrow.
Ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Hardy, I don't have any ideas.
It only takes a second to get one.
And I'm not going to get any. I don't hear any wedding bells for us.
Look, honey, wedding bells are like bombs. When you hear them, it's too late to duck. But when you don't hear them, look out for a direct hit.
Oh, come on, Andy. Sit down here on the davenport beside me and stop worrying.
All right, dear. No smooching, please. Please, no smooching, no cuddling, no... No a moon.
All right.
When I kiss you, you're not responsible. You might say some crazy thing like, let's get married.
You certainly consider yourself devastating.
I'm loaded.
I'll fight to keep my head.
Good, good. Nice day, wasn't it?
Very nice. Mm.
Paper says warmer tomorrow.
That's good.
Nice day yesterday, too. We days. Your hair sure smells good tonight, dear.
Yes, it was nice yesterday.
Yeah. The weatherman says we may have what kind of cologne are you wearing, though?
It's called Come Hither. What's the matter?
I'm coming hither.
But, Andy, you said
you're not... I can't get any hitherer.
Now, Andy, the weather.
Yeah, those eyes. That peaches and cream skin. That soft rose petal mouth.
Andy,
yours.
Stop.
Pucker up, dream flower. I'm going to crush those petals.
Oh, Andy.
Polly, darling.
Yes.
Let's get married.
Andy, how soon will you? I mean, how long have you got?
What do you mean?
I mean, huh? Oh, you poor thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're so young to go.
Young to go. Mom, this is supposed to be a very joyous occasion.
Yes, Emily, this should be one of the happiest days of your life.
Yes, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I guess every mother hates to lose her son.
Lose me? Mm-hmm. Mom, you don't think that you'd ever lose me, do you?
Well, Andrew, this does mean a new life for you.
Listen, now, wait a minute.
And for us, too.
No, both of you, please, listen. You'll never lose me. Look, do you think I'd walk out and leave you flat? Do you really? I know how you count on my $6 contribution to the house every week. $6 isn't hay.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
These days, $6 wouldn't even get you a good meal of hay.
Don't worry, I'm going to keep right on giving it to you.
Oh, James,
yes,
isn't he sweet?
Yeah, well, that's fine, Andrew, but I don't see
how
you
lose me. Lose me, no, sir. Well, you won't be losing a son. The way I figure it, you'll be just gaining a daughter.
Oh, Andrew, just a minute. Do you mean what I think
yes,
you mean?
Sure. Polly and I, we're going to live with you.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. First, a word from your announcer. Now, back to the Hardy family, starring Mickey Rooney, Louis Stone, and Faye Holder. Philosophers have said love is a madness, and marriage is the institution which treats it. Well, after 10 mad years as a lover, Andy Hardy is certainly ready for an institution.
Love is in the air, I smell orange. I've got a
Andrew.
Care, long as you're there, I smell orange blossoms
Andrew.
Everywhere. Love,
Andrew.
Love and orange blossoms.
Well, Andrew, look what... You're putting mustard all over your oatmeal.
Excuse me, Dad. I guess I'm a little foggy.
My goodness, Andy, you're so gay, anyone would think today was your wedding day.
My wedding. my wedding. I now pronounce you men. Mr. and Mrs. Andrew Hardy. No!
Andrew, you keep on, they'll pronounce you idiot and wife.
Dad, I don't know what it is. The whole idea makes me feel giddy. Kind of lightheaded. Empty in my stomach.
It's going to affect my stomach, too.
Now, James, don't be hard on poor Andy. You know, you were pretty giddy and lightheaded the night you proposed to me.
Yeah, I certainly was.
And what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I was just agreeing with you, my dear. I was very giddy the night I proposed to you.
No, it doesn't sound cute the way you say it.
Mom, didn't you feel it too? Didn't you?
What do you mean?
Look, don't girls get all squeamy and squishy and sort of flip their dippers?
No, dear. You see, a woman has to keep her head before the wedding. See that all the million and one little things get done.
I suppose it's true.
No, it's after the wedding that women flip their dippers.
They do, is that right?
Why, James Hardy.
Emily, do you remember the night after our wedding?
Yes. Yes, we went to the reception, then to our own little house.
Mm-hmm.
Dad carried you over the threshold.
No, dear, he lifted me through the window. He'd forgotten his key.
I meant later that night while we were sitting by the fire, holding hands.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
I leaned over and put my arm around you.
Oh, yes,
dear. That's murder.
We snuggled up close.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
I looked deep into your eyes.
Yes, and I tried to push you away.
Leave him alone, will you, please? Let him tell his own story. He knows what he's doing.
Then I bent over to kiss you.
Yes, James.
Oh, boy, how oily can you get? Go on, Dad. What then? What happened? What?
Yeah, her father walked in.
Her father? Mm. Get him out. What's he doing here on a wedding night?
Well, I was so nervous and excited, I hadn't realized.
You hadn't realized what? What's that?
Well, your father was so used to coming over to my place every night. That's where he brought me after the wedding.
Holy cats.
Yes, and that's when your mother flipped her dipper.
I see what you mean. Well, it was natural for you two to be excited. Marriage was new to you. It won't be that way with me.
Yes, I imagine your wedding will be the biggest thing since Hamlet.
It'll be beautiful. It'll be dramatic. I know when to smile and when to wring a tear. When to speak softly. And when to let my voice ring out loud, clear tone.
Oh, I know, dear. You'll give a thrilling performance.
Yeah, the whole thing is so terrific. I've just been thinking that...
About what?
I'm just wasting my wedding here in Carville.
What?
I'm going to put it to music and do it as a Broadway show.
Well, hello, Andrew. Come in.
Horace will be along in a minute. Polly's bringing Alice over, too.
Well, I have to hear just one short case here in the court. And I'll declare a short recess and come back and perform the ceremony.
Good, good. Well, I'll just wait here for the others, Dad. Thanks very much. Oh, hi, Horace. Come on in, Horace. Well, how's the old blushing bridegroom? Ready to waltz down the old aisle, huh? Ready to live a little boy, huh?
I wish I was dead.
Oh, maybe just a little case of nerves or something.
I got indigestion and my headaches and my fingers feel numb clear up to my shoulders.
Well, you'll feel better when Dad gets here and starts the beautiful marriage ceremony.
Not unless he's going to marry Alice himself.
Horace, love, get a grip on yourself. Will
I
you
must
please?
Have been out of my mind. Andy, I don't want to get married. Andy, you got to get him to call it off.
Call it off? Why, in a few more moments, why... You'll be a happily married man.
Andy, catch me.
Holy cats. I didn't know it affected people like this.
Well, you should have seen my brother the day he got married. He hasn't been right since.
Maybe you're exaggerating.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, hi, Polly. Hi, dear.
Is this where we're supposed to meet?
Yeah, this is the happy little wedding room.
Come on in, Alice.
Oh, this is
we're all...
Andy, look at Alice. Isn't she adorable?
Adorable. She looks awful. Yeah, that's what she does. What's wrong with her?
Wrong?
Yeah.
Well, why, nothing. What could be wrong? She's deliriously happy.
Alice, tell me, are you happy? She sounds deliriously happy.
Well, Horace, aren't you going to say something to Alice? Alice, it's all right for you to speak to Horace. Oh, aren't they cute?
Yeah, they're cute. Like two people being flogged to death.
Oh, I could go to a wedding every day.
Let's not get sadistic, Polly.
Sorry to keep you all waiting. Now, if we may begin.
Come on, smile, Horace. Be gay, light-hearted, Horace.
You're all gathered here in the presence of witnesses to unite in matrimony, this man and this woman.
Goodbye, Horace.
And as you travel down life's road together, sharing joys, comforting one another in times of sorrow and stress.
Andy,
please, be quiet.
As you travel down life's road together, sharing joys.
Andy. Oh, Andy, please.
As you travel down life's road together...
Dad!
Andrew, please, this is a solemn wedding ceremony.
I'll say it's solemn. I keep wondering when you're going to say rest in peace.
And I'll have to ask you again to be quiet.
Can I sit down, please? Really, I feel weak, kind of sick.
Sit down. Good heavens. The bride collapsed in that chair. The groom in that one over there. This place beginning to look like the waiting room of a dentist's office.
No.
Oh, Andy, I just can't understand you. This is so beautiful.
Beautiful, darling. It's ghastly. I didn't know. How does anybody ever get through it?
I don't know myself, but I'd like to try, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead, please. I'll try to last about.
Well, considering the condition of all parties concerned, perhaps I can shorten this a little.
Good. Make it painless, Dad. Sort of a mercy ceremony.
Let's see. Any man present knows just cause why these two should not be joined in wedlock. Let him now step forward or forever hold his peace.
I do! I know just cause!
Andrew.
Oh, Andy, for heaven's sake.
I can't help it, darling. Horace is off his rocker.
Oh, Andy.
You look at darling. You can't send him up for life.
Andrew.
He's being railroaded, Dad. It's a bum rap. He doesn't know what he's doing. Does he have to pay the rest of his life for one little mistake? One little mistake? We'll fight this thing, Horace. I'll never rest till he goes free. Never. Never till he goes free, Dad. This man is innocent. Believe me.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. Now, here again is the Hardy family.
Andrew. Andrew, you've got to come out of your room sooner or later.
Oh, please come out. You've been in there for hours.
Andrew, they've all gone home. The reception's all over.
Has Polly gone, too?
Yes, dear. She left some time ago.
All right, then I'll come out.
You missed a fine reception. The bride had a wonderful time.
They couldn't. I'll never forget how they look when you pronounce them spliced. Dad, the look on their face, it was horrible.
But, Andy, dear, everybody's nervous at his own wedding.
I'll never know. I'll never know, darling. I got to figure out how to cancel mine.
You mean that you've decided not to marry Polly?
I've decided not to marry any girl, Dad. Beezy and I are going to run away.
James, tell him he can't elope with Beezy.
Well, Andrew. Andrew, after the way you carried on today, Polly said she wouldn't marry you if you're the last man on the earth.
Oh,
James.
Well, she did, yes.
I didn't hear Polly say anything.
She said it. Son, she's crossing you out of her life right now. As a matter of fact, she said she had several more attractive proposals anyway.
Oh, she did. Well, I'll stop that right now. She's not going to marry some other guy, believe me.
Oh, you mean you don't want her, but you don't want anybody else to have her either, is that it?
It's not at all, Dad. Believe me, it's not it. Every man has a duty to his fellow man to try to keep him from suffering through a wedding like I just saw.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
I got to keep Polly from trapping some poor innocent guy. Yes, even if I have to marry her myself.
The Hardy Family, starring Louis Stone, Nicky Rooney, and Faye Holden, is based on characters created by Arania Ruberall. This program was written by Jameson Brewer, direction is by Joe Bigelow. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Eleanor Tannen, Dick Crenna, Charles Smith, and Lee Brooks. Herb Allen speaking.